Hi, this is Alan Shartok in the Congressional Corner with one of my favorite people in the world, and I mean that. Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont at large, the only one in Vermont in office since 2007. How are you, Peter?
I am good. I'm good, real good.
So my first question is this. You actually met with Donald Trump, the president, to discuss prescription drug prices. First of all, what was that like? Talking to the guy himself.
Well, I mean, two things. One, for me, who, of course, had been to the White House several times during the Obama administration, frankly, it was quite sad. I went out there and the people I knew and expected to see, and of course, President Obama weren't there. And it was a whole new group in charge. And it's just the reality of elections. And so that was one. But then number two, there was an informality about it that certainly was appealing. You know, when we saw the president, he was by himself in the Oval Office, and he just walked in, and the president was by his desk, and there was no staff there. I was there with Elijah Cummings, my colleague from Maryland, who's been working hard on prescription drug prices, and Dr. Redondo from Johns Hopkins, and me. And then eventually Tom Price, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, came in. So in the past, whenever I've been in a meeting like that, there are lots of staff. There were no staff here. Now, on the content of the meeting, I got to say that President Trump was very engaged on prescription drug prices. I mean, it's a topic that he's discussed on the campaign trail. And then when he gave his first address in Congress, he said specifically he wants to bring down drug prices. And in listening to his comments, he knows we're getting ripped off big time. And much to my surprise, he even talked about something close to Bernie Sanders' heart, and that's importing drugs from abroad. And the president pointed out that a lot of these companies, pharma companies that are against importation, actually manufacture their drugs abroad. So on the content, he was saying things that we definitely want to hear. And the other thing is that I think he really was quite aware that people who voted for him really favor price negotiation and bringing the prices down. So the things he said were the right things. And the big question that Elijah and I have is where's going to be the follow through? And that's obviously what we're working on, because it's only going to be in the deed of bringing down prices that we can have confidence that the words were meaningful.
Well, now, you guys are Democrats in the House of Representatives, an autocracy, if I ever saw one, Republican autocracy. To what degree do you think Donald Trump can turn around to the Republicans in the House of Representatives and say, do this?
Well, you know, that's a pretty big question, because when we were meeting with President Trump, I said, you know, Mr. President, the big opposition, you're going to have a wall of opposition on your side. And then I pointed to your Secretary of Human Services. And I said, Tom, who I serve with, and I was friendly with him, but I pointed out that he had been a stalwart opponent of price negotiation. And the president asked him about that, and Secretary Price said they see it as price setting. And I challenged that. I said, you know, Mr. President, in free market situation, a buyer and seller negotiate, and the seller wants it a high price, the buyer wants a lower price. But I said, it's just like if you were buying 1,000 mirrors for one of your projects, you were going to pay the same per unit cost as if you were only buying 10. And obviously, President Trump totally gets that. So he seemed to be not really concerned about the Republican opposition. But I know that Republican opposition is very fierce. And I think one of the big opponents is Paul Ryan. Now, Kevin McCarthy told me that President Trump, in fact, does bring up the topic of lower drug prices quite a bit and on his own. So we'll see. There is that opposition. But here's the thing. People who voted Republican or voted Democrat know that we are getting ripped off on the prescription drug prices. And also, it's pretty bizarre, the notion that if you're a buyer in bulk, and you're buying wholesale, in effect, you have to pay retail. And I think once the president says that explicitly, it's going to be really tough for Republicans to resist what everybody in America knows is just a common sense way to get a better price.
The big issue, of course, is Medicare, Medicaid, the fact that, as you have been intimating, we're not allowed to negotiate on those things, because clearly...
Well, we can negotiate
really
on Medicaid. No, here's the thing. We can negotiate on Medicaid and on the VA, and we get a price that's about 60% less for the same drug.
It's unbelievable.
We're buying it in Medicaid or we're buying it for the VA. And Medicare is the biggest purchaser. So it's a truly bizarre thing, which was part of the agreement. You know, pharma decided to support the Medicare Part D inclusion into the Medicare program, but on the condition that the Medicare program be prohibited from negotiating what the prices would be. So, you know, when that's not a Republican-Democrat thing. That's just kind of crackpot. You know, that's crony capitalism, if there ever was it. And see, President Trump gets that. He knows his voters get it. So this is one area where I actually think we've got a shot at getting something done that Democrats and then the president is saying he wants to get done.
Now, Peter Welch, I saw something in the paper, I mean, yesterday or the day before, that one of the pharmaceutical companies had come out with a brand new cholesterol-lowering thing. It had been tested by the FDA, and it has miraculous ability to cut down the LDL, lousy, lipid proteins. And it could do that, but it's going to cost you, I think, $12,000 a year. Now, for me, a 75-year-old, I'll be honest with you, I might just go for it. But the question is, how about the people who have nothing? I mean, it's absurd to sell a drug for $12,000 a year. I may be wrong on the price, but that is a great deal of money.
Well, it's a lot of money, but some of the other drugs are, you know, like hepatitis drugs, $88,000 a year. And, you know, there's a lot of issues with drug pricing. And first of all, those of us who want to bring the price down point out that every other country in the world, the prices for these drugs is way less than what it is here. Second, pharma justifies this by saying they have to spend it on R&D and it's expensive to bring these drugs to the market. Well, that, there's some truth to that, but if it is expensive, they've got, and they say that, they've got to show us the books so that we know, in fact, how much they're paying, versus for research versus advertising. And also, what portion of their R&D budget is picked up by the taxpayers? The taxpayers make huge contributions to R&D through the funding of the National Institute of Health and through the Research and Development Tax Credit. So
exactly.
The pharma folks have had a good thing going. They do good things. I mean, they create life-extending and pain-relieving medications. That's a good thing. But if they charge this kind of money that it kills us, we're not going to be able to use those medications, and the pricing system is broken, and there's no competition. And I'm delighted that the president, at least to some of his campaign and presidential announcements, and directly to Elijah Cummings and me, said he wants to bring down the cost by billions and billions.
Now, we've only got a minute, so I want to ask you real quickly. If you were a prognosticator and take out your crystal ball, you think you got a shot here?
I do. I do. And I'll tell you that what makes me somewhat optimistic about it is that the president really understands that voters that voted for him think they're getting ripped off
sure.
by pharma prices. So there's a political implication here in addition to good policy.
Well, it's always great to have Congressman Peter Welch, a Democrat in Vermont at large, the only one. Two senators and one congressman. It was a great story you're telling about meeting with the president. We so appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.